This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Take time each day to study with us from the sacred will of God. For the past few days, we have been studying how to properly divide the Bible. That is, how to see what part of it is merely applicable to us in principle and what part of it is applicable to us in specific detail. All of the Bible, of course, applies to man today in principle, but much of it does not apply as to its specific detail. We have already spent several days in explaining that. For instance, we have shown that the Old Covenant is not addressed to men today. In the first place, it was addressed to the Jew only. It never was addressed to the Gentiles. And today it isn't addressed even to the Jews, for it was nailed to the cross of Christ. I want to read to you from Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 9. Then saith he, Lo, I am come to do thy will. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Now he's referring there to covenants. He taketh away the first covenant in order that he may establish the second covenant. The second covenant is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the new covenant. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4, the Apostle Paul, in referring to those or addressing himself to those who were seeking to try to justify themselves by obedience to the law of Moses, had this to say, Ye are severed from Christ, ye who would be justified by the law, ye are fallen away from grace. Now, anyone today who tries to justify his actions by the specific details of the law of Moses, Paul says, is fallen out of grace, if indeed he's ever been in grace. One would have to, of course, to have already been a child of God for that to occur, because you cannot fall out of what you've never been in. And so he is saying to the Christians of the churches of Galatia that if you try to justify yourself by the law of Moses, you are severed from Christ, you are fallen from grace. And so this ought to take the matter out of controversy that we today are not living under the law of Moses. So there's one great point that we need to see about the Old Testament, that it is not addressed to men in specific detail today. Of course, the Old Testament is just as inspired as the New. It is just as much the will of God as the New. It applies just as much in principle as the New, but it does not apply in specific detail as does the New, for it was taken out of the way being nailed to the cross. Now, there's a second great thing about the law that we need to see, and that is that we cannot be saved by it. There are many people who think that obedience to the law of Moses will bring salvation, but that simply will not do. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, the writer there declared that apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Unless you come under the saving power of blood, you cannot be saved. But now, which blood can save us? Let us read again in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance made of sins year by year. For it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. But you see, the only blood offered under the law of Moses was the blood of animals. The blood of Christ was not offered. The blood of Christ is the only blood that can save us. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God through him. And then in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, Paul said that we have redemption, that is deliverance. We've been purchased out of sin by his blood. And so there is no salvation under the old covenant. The old covenant simply could not avail to salvation. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 17, we find these words, For a testament is of force where there hath been death, for it doth never avail while he that made it liveth. While Jesus was living here on this earth, his testament, the New Testament, the gospel, was not in force. But we'll have more to say about that next time. Please do be with us.